Hello, folks. The rain is coming down outside. It's cloudy. It's mucky. So we're going to get to the drink of the week, and we're going to get one that matches the mood outside. So this week, we're going with the Dark and Stormy for the drink of the week. That's rum. That's ginger beer. That's a good time, and there's no complaints left after that. So you're going to get yourself a nice, easy cocktail that has a great taste to it. If you're a fan of a Moscow Mule, this is one that you're definitely going to want to try, because it is absolutely delicious as long as you like ginger. And if not, you can do a different bit of a substitute if you want there, but trust me, you at least want to try this once before you start messing around with it. It's pure, simple, delicious. What more could you ask for? So this week on Thirst World Problems, we're going to give you a little bit of a different look. So we're going to give you a bonus episode where we just get into it and start talking about one of Nick's pet peeves, and we give our top five Mamba mentality athletes of all time. And then we're going to give you a part two. Yes, a partie deux for all our French listeners. And what we're going to do there is we get into a little bit of politic talks. We get a little bit of COVID talks, as well as the seasons are changing. So we talk a little bit about that. So you know what to expect for our two bonus episodes that we're hitting you with. And we're going to come and hit you back with a full deal of some of your favorite segments next week. Just enjoy yourselves and stay safe. Drink better, drink responsibly, and make sure you check out our website at thirstworldproblems.ca for some more recipes for cocktails, as well as a little bit of our own opinions on there. We're going to be opening a blog on there fairly shortly. You'll definitely see it by the new year. So stay tuned and stay prepared for that. In the meantime, once again, drink better, drink responsibly, take care of yourself. We'll talk soon.
Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
This is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems, and today we are going to hop right into it. We're going to solve your problems right off of the bat. We've got a couple good questions here for us revolving around the thirst. So let's get to it and see what you guys have to say. B and Nick, who wants to start this one off?
Who's feeling hot and ready to go right now?
Nick's got it.
Nick's got it. All right. Yeah, let's do this. Let's solve two questions at once here. Ask each of you a different question and see what you come up with.
You know what's crazy? It seems like a lot of this whole Mamba mentality that's been going around. It seems like during this playoff, everyone all you hear is, oh, this guy's got Mamba mentality. And it's been bothering me a lot. It's been really, really bothering me. And and especially with this whole Lakers playoff run, everything they do is like, okay, man, this is Kobe. Kobe would do this, you know? AD hits that buzzer beater. Yeah, man, that's Mamba mentality. No. Like, Anthony Davis should be the best basketball player on the planet. But he's not. There's a guy in Brooklyn named Kevin Durant. You heard me, folks. I'm back with Kevin Durant. That is a killer instinct. The issue with this guy is he doesn't want to be aggressive. He doesn't like that guy should be automatic triple double with his shooting ability, driving, cross handles, passing ability. This guy should have the perfect. He should just have a perfect game every time. It should be too easy for him sometimes. Like, have you ever seen Kevin Durant play sometimes? It's just too easy sometimes. He'll drop 30 just like nothing. I think with AD, his issue is he's just too nice, man. He's worried about what other teammates are going to think. He's worried about, you know, LeBron's getting him mad or something. Like, man, like, this guy should be dominating. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it seems like. He should be dominating, man. But that's not the issue, man. The issue is he seems like he just plays second fiddle, man. And this whole Mamba mentality, I feel like, is being used way too much. I'm going to say there's probably only four guys in the league that has that Mamba mentality. four guys in the league. Now, I'll give you one. Obviously, Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Kevin Durant for sure is one. Dame.
Yeah, that's a good
Dame's
one.
Dame's got killer instinct.
So what's the killer instinct? Is it just a pull-up from half court? Is that...
The killer instinct is you demand, when something's down the line, you demand it. You just don't disappear.
So if you make the right pass,
it's not the right pass. It's just you need to be the center guy. If you ever look at playoffs and guys are dominating, you're not going to see Caruso, guys like Caruso holding the ball. That guy is going to get froze out, like, no problem, right? What I'm getting at is, end of the game, you want guys like Durant having it, Dame's always having the ball. Those guys, they want that. They want that entire, I want the 3 seconds left and shoot it. I want to win the game. I want that. A lot of guys shy away from it because, one, they don't want the embarrassment of, what if I miss? Then it's all on me, right? I don't even think Kawhi's got killer instincts. I'm talking this season. Last season, I would say Kawhi would have been the man, no problem. And they proved it, right? But this season, it seems like these guys are just so worried about the outcome on the negativity side. So my question to you guys is, of all time sports, who's your top five killer instinct players that you've seen? It doesn't have to be basketball. It could be, let's stick with the 2000s and current. I don't want you guys to be saying like
just modern sports. You mean
modern sports? I don't want you guys to be saying like, oh man, like Muhammad Ali or something. You know what I mean?
I got a perfect throwback for you.
We're going 1 to 5. So 1 is the best. Obviously, 5 is going to be your.
So your number one is Kevin Love, or
my number one's Kevin Love? I wish.
Well, no, you don't wish. You said.
No, no.
You do wish for that.
Bell, what's your top five?
Top five. That is that is tough. All sports, we're saying. See, that for me, that Mamba mentality, especially when we're going to talk about other sports, it has to extend beyond who's getting that like final drive or that final shot. It's got to also include like just that mentality, that wanting to win, willing to do anything, sacrifice your body, just do what it takes to win. And if you want to talk about guys with that kind of Mamba mentality in other sports, first one that really like pops into my head is you see a guy and they always say like guys run angry. Right? Like you want someone that's going out there looking for contact, doesn't shy away from contact, is willing to go and sacrifice their body. I got Lynch. I got Lynch in Beast Mode.
That's a good call, man. That's actually a really good call.
Like one of the greatest like Madden players ever. Doesn't even say his first name at all.
Just
You know.
Not Skittles, even Beast Mode, man. Nothing. Skittle. Lynch. It's just a lazy
Marshawn Lynch. You want Marshawn Lynch?
Look.
Just that's a guy to me that says that. I think the more and more you go into football, especially, you'll see some of that. And then, but I'll go bounce back to basketball. And I'm not even sure when this dude retired, but if you're talking about earlier, I heard you talking about like those last second shots, who has their hand on the ball. And I can't not think about a guy like Reggie Miller, who like that was the whole play for Indiana, was get that guy the ball and let him shoot a three. And that was before like we got all three ball heavy. So Reggie Miller is another guy that
because your game is like Reggie Miller. This guy says Reggie Miller.
I wish
because your build is like Reggie Miller. This guy likes Reggie Miller.
My game is probably more like Kendall Gill, like one of those guys you've never heard of. So
that's like Lynch.
That's my number four.
Lynch mob.
That's like saying Kobe, but you just say, man, that guy, Brian. Well, what do you mean?
That's like Michael.
Number three. We're going to stick with basketball one more time here. And this is...
Let's be real. It's only going to be football and basketball.
I had a bowling guy there for you. So number three, basketball again. Once again, I find it hard not to go against just pure shooters. Like, that's what always seems to come up for me. If you're talking, like, especially end of game guys, they're going to shoot those daggers. Like, the biggest one, like, Ray Allen comes to mind once again. And he's very similar to a Reggie Miller type player running around.
Ray Allen,
man.
I take it, man. The ball's in Ray Allen's hands. That ball's going in, man.
And don't forget, like, even back when he was, before he joined the Celtics and stuff, right? Like, he averaged crazy points per game. He wasn't just a shooter back then. He was able to get inside and do stuff. No one thought he got game, man. That's Ray Allen in that movie. I'm gonna twist you up on this one.
He's a star.
Anyone's got a VHS? Get that movie.
Twist this one up on you here too then, and just go to it, just because how could you not say this guy had the killer instinct? Greatest hockey player of all time, man. You gotta go with Wayne Gretzky for that one.
Did he play in the 2000s?
Well, no, it's modern sports, man.
I said 2000s and up.
No,
that's what I said, man. That's what I said.
You can't even say Michael Jordan then.
Exactly, man. That's the whole point of the question.
It's to avoid MJ. Okay. All right.
That's what I was saying, man.
All right,
man. All right.
Yeah, that sucks, man. Guess when Wayne Gretzky's career ended? Yeah. 1999.
Bell literally just said every player from the 90s.
Guess what Wayne's... Not even Gretzky, just Wayne. But I don't know. That cracked me up hard. I'm still laughing at that.
Lynch.
Oh, man. You got me struggling for number two here.
Dude, it's been 20 years, man. You're saying that you can't find one player?
Well, I thought that was going to be my hockey guy, man. I was going to mix it up and give you a hockey guy in the last 20 years. Are you going to go Sid the Kid? I don't find that guy to be Ovechkin. It took him forever to crack through and get a Stanley Cup.
Okay, you don't have to do evenly for the hockey, too. Like, it's not, doesn't have to be even, right?
Well, okay, well, then there we go. Then, obviously, Killer Instincts, we're talking about it. We'll have to go with a guy that just wins championships, man.
Robert
Horry. No, man.
Tom? You're talking about Tom, right?
Talking about Goldberg, man. Finishes a match in no time. He's got to be in the 2000s, right? Goldberg's still around?
Can I pick Triple H?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Clutch. Everything he's ever done is just scripted.
He's just a clutch player, Triple H. Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
That's just not even his name either.
Top guy, though. And argue with all you want. Top run, I'm going to go over LeBron, man.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ball in his hand into the game. Always going to make the right decision. He's either going to get it off himself or he's going to find the open man.
I disagree.
So for me, I'm going to go at number five. I'm just going to go NFL. I'm actually going to go Randy Moss. Because with Randy Moss, the whole getting Moss thing, I think there's not many. He's similar to kind of Megatron where you throw it up and like there's just so many times where he's just ripped it out of players' hands. And I think he has that kind of clutch gene, and a one-on-one, he was just unstoppable. So I go Randy Moss, number five. Number four, honestly, this year he showed me, I think Luka's got it, man. Like all these shots he was making, you know, putting these big games up against the Clippers. And every time I was watching him, he's not one to really pass that ball, even in like a double team. Like he reminds me of Kobe in terms of, when the double team comes, he'll dribble away from the double team. He doesn't want to pass the ball in those situations. And we saw it with some of those clutch jumpers in the playoffs. And I think he's got it, I think, honestly. So Luka, number three is a little tough. I'd probably go Damian Lillard just because of what we saw for this, you know, postseason run here at the end. Now we'll have to see if that translates into any good, but I'd go with him. Then number three is a little bit of a toss up. I don't know who I would go with there, but honestly, I'd probably go Tom Brady, honestly, just because of the amount of times he's been down or even losing Super Bowls, throwing for, you know, 550 yards. And, you know, the guy's been there, won like 10, 11, 12 times. I think if you get, if you're that consistent, you definitely have the Mamba mentality. Number two, I'm going to go with, I'm also going to go with LeBron because I just think he's, I think the Mamba mentality is not just at the end of the game. It's really being consistent the whole game, just like my Tom Brady pick. And I, and like Bell was saying, it's always the right play. He never wants to force it. He honestly, it seemed like at the beginning of his career, he really let it get to him that, hey, you don't shoot this, you don't do this, do that. But I think now he's realized the past 3-4 years that who cares about what these guys say? They haven't even dribbled a basketball, right? So he's the one out there doing that. And number one, I don't think there's any other than Kobe Bean Bryant, man. Like, I know that's where it comes from, but that guy embodies it. He will not pass the ball in clutch situations, right? He wants it, and he's definitely the front runner in that. So that's my top five.
There you have it. Top five, killer instincts / Mamba mentality.
Now, if I could go with one guy from the early or mid-80s, early
Giannis 90s. Giannis is just number 50. Eh?
Well, Matt Ryan wouldn't even be on anywhere close to that list, right? blows the craziest leads. Ridiculous. Epic losses. But Nick will appreciate what,
bro,
this.
Bro, he had, Falcons had no turnovers, man. That's the first time in NFL history where the team that lost that had no turnovers. There was no faulty error that they did. It just happened, man. Like there's really no to blame.
Teams in that position are 440-0 besides last on Sunday. 440-0. There's only 16 games in the season, man. How many games are go and end up like that? Think about that. And they lost, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you're saying like, hey, turnovers or just costly, you know, costly plays could have costed it. There's nothing that you could have done, bro. It was literally 80 points, man, in an NFL game. Like, that's crazy, right?
Yeah, they did put up a lot of points, but I mean, they also went scoreless for a good period of that time after getting all those points too, right? Like, and a lot of their points came off, they capitalized off those turnovers, which is awesome, and that's what you're supposed to do, but they didn't have any really long drives on their own that they sustained, especially in the second half of that. They went something like a quarter or a quarter and a little bit without scoring any points. So they stacked them all up early, but you have to keep scoring throughout the game. Otherwise, you just keep giving them back the ball and giving them chances, right? That's what you saw in that Chargers game too, where all of a sudden you guys let Pat Mahomes stick around, and he's another one who could have made that list. And just a couple big plays is all he needs, and that's it, right? But one of the guys that should have, a classic guy that should have made that list, and like I was saying, Nick, you'd appreciate that, is Ronnie Lott, man, from back in the day, the San Francisco 49ers safety. Crushed his finger in a game and just kept playing through it for the rest of the season. And then at the end of the season, he needed surgery to get his bone grafted back on, and it would have made him late for training camp. So he said, just amputate it. I'm not going to miss any games here.
What the fuck?
Like, willing to disfigure yourself to keep playing, man.
That's killer instinct right there, man.
But did he continue his mediocre play after that, or was he a star?
Ronnie Lott was a star to begin with, man. You watch your mouth. You need to go back and watch some film, man. That's like the original of like the hard hitting safeties. Guys would come up in the gap and blitz and dislodge guys from the ball. Oh yeah,
that's like Ed.
Easier, yeah, the original right there, the original Ed Reed.
No, I said just Ed. Don't put words in my mouth.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm going to get a Jerry Rice jersey.
Just no Jerry Rice mentioned it. Just hard stick up.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.